Hello and welcome to The Casual Butterfly. I'm your host, Karen Castillo.
And I'm your other host, Jody Scott Elliott.
Hey, Jody.
Hey, Karen.
First, we want to start with a segment that we like to call That's Cute.
You want to hear something cute?
Do dogs bark when a doorbell rings?
My dog licks my tears when I cry.
Aw, cute. My cousin just had twin girls and one of them has my middle name.
That's really cute. Adult trees actually move their roots to make room for their offspring.
That's so cute. But did you know that we share about 90% common DNA with cats?
Now that's cute. Also, California is suing the Trump administration in order to keep stricter regulations on vehicle admissions.
That's more badass than cute.
I'll take it.
Kanye West recently reactivated his Twitter and proceeded to show support for Trump, claiming that they're both free thinkers, whatever that means. He then said slavery was a choice. Unsurprisingly, the internet is in shambles.
It's cute that they think saying offensive words is the same thing as free thinking. Ashley Judd is suing Harvey Weinstein not for sexual harassment, but for the damage he did to her career after she refused his grossness. Apparently, she had her choice of two roles in The Lord of the Rings, but then Harvey Weinstein talked some shit. Then director Peter Jackson was like, never mind, I'm good on Ashley. So she's suing Harvey for defamation and money lost, like lots of money lost, like Lord of the Rings money.
That'll teach him to call her cute. Suck it, Harvey. And Bill Cosby finally got convicted on 3 aggravated indecent assault charges.
That's cute that juries are now taking women's allegations seriously. Last week, the United States terminated the temporary protected status designated for Nepal. The Trump administration threatened to terminate 4 countries, including Nepal, when he was first elected. Haiti was terminated earlier this year, now Nepal, and the threat of the administration continues to loom over protected countries.
They can't keep promises, but when they do, it's for this shit. Real cute. Rudy Giuliani, now head of President Trump's legal team, has just confirmed that the president reimbursed Michael Cohen for the hush money paid to adult film star Stormy Daniels, still claiming, though, that Trump didn't know what specifically that money was paying for.
So, Cohen didn't mention it? It wasn't itemized on the invoice? Well, that's cute. The Portlandia series finale happened this past March.
That's not cute?
It was cute. It was brilliant, but now that it's gone, it's terrible.
It's been over a month, though.
So?
You'll find a new show.
Did you know that donations to the NRA actually went up after the Parkland shooting?
Oh, that's cute? No, that's disgusting.
Exactly, and Syrians had to watch their children foam at the mouth because their own government used chemical weapons on them.
Wait, what? That's not cute, and not really in the spirit of the That's Cute segment.
The world is apathetic and selfish.
Okay, I got an idea. Breaking news. Early this morning, Trump died.
Wait, what are you doing?
Trust me, you need this. I was just kidding. But Trump's last heaving breath of credibility might as well have died. After several years of the legal battle between Stormy Daniels and Donald Trump, she finally revealed a videotape she had somehow lost. After garnering enough money for damages against her name, her lawyers provided a lost tape from a hidden camera during the time their non-disclosure contract was signed. The images clearly show Trump knowingly engaging with Daniels and understanding full well the context of the contract, which contradicts everything his lawyers have previously said. Neither the court or Trump's representatives have released a statement regarding future legal actions concluding this case.
Oh, I like this. My turn. It's been 3 days since President Donald Trump began his series of what the New York Times is calling apology tweets, and there isn't any sign that he'll be stopping soon. Early Monday morning, most Americans believed the president's Twitter account had been hacked, as there were 37 tweets apologizing to his 2016 presidential opponent, Hillary Clinton. His requested forgiveness for offenses ranging from previously undisclosed pranks he pulled on the Clinton campaign, distribution to select members of Congress of a private nude photo of Clinton stolen from her iCloud, and more elaborate collusion with Russian officials than previously imagined. As if these many confessions weren't enough for the American public, the government officials, and Clinton herself to wrap their heads around, Trump continued with a staggering 187 apology tweets to First Lady Melania. Monday afternoon, a picture of Donald Trump vigorously typing in the Oval Office circulated social media and news outlets, confirming that indeed Trump authored these tweets. He's posted 2,156 tweets since, and still counting. Per usual, his vocabulary and punctuation have lacked polish, but his honesty and candor has taken most by surprise. Many members of Congress have since taken his lead, most apologizing to their constituents for cutting helpful social programs in order to funnel money back to their campaign financiers.
In February of this year, a strange flower was discovered in the tropical forests of Guatemala. The Rainforest Alliance of Central America said very little except that it was an unknown species and behaved unusually compared to other flowers. There are several flowers that bloom at night, including the recognizable Pitaya Roja, which is a red dragon fruit cactus native to Central America. Oddly, this new flower enclosed its pistil with its colorful petals all through day and night alike. After continued research on its origins and behaviors, the Rainforest Alliance could not find further information until it suddenly opened its petals on the day of the spring equinox. Even more unusual, the flower screams similarly to a baby at sporadic intervals. The indigenous people of this forest identified the flower once it bloomed, claiming that it is the mother of all flowers and carries special healing powers. One native woman has kept close contact with the Rainforest Alliance, and shortly after its bloom, said that Mayan folklore tells of a strange plant that appears when its people need it most, screaming to draw attention. Soon after the flower's bloom, about an acre of the forested area where the flower was discovered began sprouting new buds. Although the Rainforest Alliance and the Guatemalan government are working together to protect the plants from passersby, Mayan representatives were finally allowed access as of Saturday. They hoped to inspect the plant to access its mysterious healing powers, all of which was thought only to be the subject of folklore until this year.
Los Angeles County is trying something new with their parking meters. People can now use meters to directly donate money to local programs. Drivers park their cars, swipe their credit cards, and choose among a menu of city needs to contribute to road repair, public transportation, and teachers' salaries, just to name a few. Several potholes in Koreatown have been repaired years sooner than they would have under the older system. Teachers' salaries are steadily increasing, and so is the quality of those the schools are able to hire. There is no longer a need for parking penalties, as most people are now excited to participate in bettering their communities, donating far more than they would have merely paying for parking. Those who don't participate usually lack resources to take care of themselves, and the program creators don't feel the need to further their struggle. Parking enforcement officers have transformed into donation support officers, helping those who find the meter technology confusing. Neighboring areas have taken note and plan to implement similar programs.
It has been 2 years since the last case of racially motivated police violence in the United States. For the first time since its inception, there is real governmental talk of defunding all police forces. Experts are still testing the political climate, but some optimists have gone as far as to say that the next logical step would be to defund U.S. military altogether, a step that would follow behind the actions of leading global powers who eliminated their own military bodies several months ago. After increasing funding and attention to neighborhood watch programs, statistics show that these groups of organized civilians have been doing more to protect and respect their neighborhoods than police ever have. Ethical concerns regarding the prison system remain, but these local organizations seem to be making an impact on unfair mass incarceration. Initially, nationwide police forces were understandably concerned about the financial future of their careers, but have unanimously agreed to enroll into a specially designed certification program that will allow officers to teach self-defense at the high school level. With the growing success of neighborhood watch programs, the U.S. is interested in promoting access to these organizations. To celebrate the 2-year anniversary of the last police brutality incident, cops across the nation are taking the day off to shoot silly string guns at civilians.
Fossils believed to be the first evidence of the existence of unicorns, Monochrys, have been discovered on the California coast just south of Fort Bragg. Excavation began early this spring after bones were found by a construction crew building an underground parking garage for a movie theater. Of course, once this discovery of this previously considered fictional creature was made, all construction was halted. Three full unicorn skeletons have been identified, with several partial skeletons still being sorted out. The creature seemed to be smaller than some of the legends might suggest, ranging from 32 inches to 50 inches. Although some believe, like their ancestor, the horse, this might be an example of a specific unicorn breed. Preliminary DNA testing concluded that the horse is the closest common ancestor, although there are still skeptics that demand more vigorous testing. The size of the cavern in the skull for the brain relative to the size of the body suggests not only that these creatures were more intelligent than horses, but may have been more intelligent than humans. More studies are needed to confirm this, however. At any rate, it proves every 5-year-old right, unicorns are real.